Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, 17 till, yeah, that's it. Welcome back, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and you probably heard the lilting voice of Pierce Howard there blowing hot air on us in the middle of that piece. Pierce, thanks for contributing so nobly to our cause.
Anytime, Jim.
Pierce and Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. Jane, I need your new company name and the website and all that.
Yes, we are so excited. We rebranded and renamed our company in August. We are Paradigm Personality Labs, brand new website. And
What is it?
And you can find us at www.paradigmpersonality.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. A lot of the same stuff, the books and the work, all your personality work still there and all that, right?
Yeah, the big reason we changed is when we started with Pierce's Brain Book, we thought our research and our practice was going to revolve around all things brain.
Right.
But one chapter in his original book that came out in 1994 blew up and became our business. And we've decided we need to focus and emphasize personality and values. We have a whole suite of products.
Well, that's called it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
And you've done what so many of our brain trust, I mean, of our audience has done, probably most of them. You did a little reinvention back in the day, and then a little bit more. You kind of have to do it all the time, don't you, Pierce?
Yeah, have to do it to stay current.
Never stop. Yeah.
Serve your customers.
Hey, Pierce, I want to resurrect our little vignette we had there at the end. You were talking about morality, and morality and values are different. And I said that they cross over sometimes. That you said morality is the way you treat people. And values is what you're interested in or what you hold. But I always also think of values as what not only – it's also what you hold dear. Am I wrong about that?
Well, the word that I use is important. Values are
what's important to you. So what you hold dear would qualify. All right? But talk to us about how they cross over sometimes, because I think in the crossing over of morality and values, that's where we have an opportunity as business owners – to have customers fall in love with us, like us, and hang out with us, come back.
Yeah, well, you know, of the 16 values that we assess for, and we assess for everything from materialism to power, there are, of that 16, there are about six of the values that deal explicitly, inevitably, with how you treat other people. And those are the values that have moral dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, beauty is a value. The love of natural parks and museums,
right.
And art, music. But that is not intrinsically moral. On the other hand, helping is a value. Altruism, service, that is intrinsically moral. Because the placing a value on helping means that you are trying to build bridges to people in the world who need support, who need resources for whatever reason. We can call it crossover. We can call it serving a dual purpose. But it's just a matter of some things that are important to people affect other people, and some things that are important to us don't affect other people.
Well, that's well said, Pierce, except Jane, it's my show. I'm calling it crossover. So, okay, Jane, I want you to so here's a scenario. So somebody goes to a website, and they open up the website, and one of the photos, one of the pics on the website is of all the people in the company standing looking at you with smiles on their faces, and the caption says, "Our average employee tenure is 23 years." Now, what does that picture not say? values? I mean, if Pierce talked about what part of the values being the way you treat people, if you've got 23 years of tenure, you've been treating your folks pretty well. Doesn't that say that all at once? Aren't those values that drive customers to you? Wait, Pierce. I want Jim to answer that.
Clearly. And if you, one of the things we're getting from our customers right now, one reason they've been asking for this values assessment is they want to know an employee's values and whether those values mesh with the company before they hire them. And so it becomes an additional tool to say, is there a good fit?
Mm-hmm.
If we offer you a job, are you going to come in and help us build this company the way we want to build it? Or are your values not meshing with ours? Are they in conflict with ours? We're not going to have a long-term association together.
But, Pierce, there's a responsibility when you set that train in motion that you've got to be able to establish what your corporate culture is. What your corporate values are. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Exactly. In fact, that kind of stability based on loyalty to your people, it's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, for example, some of the best restaurants that I go to, the wait staff is middle-aged to older. And what that tells me, and I see them over and over and over again over the years and decades that I go to those restaurants, what that tells me is that management is treating their people right, and they're staying, and they're growing old with the restaurant.
Right.
And that gives me a good feeling about patronizing. On the other hand, for example, Westinghouse in Pennsylvania found at one time that their engineering department of some 450 engineers had an average tenure of 28 years, and they were getting stagnant.
Pierce, hold on to that thought. I got to cut you off because I got to take a quick break, a hard break here, folks. Tintail, right back with Pierce.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.